Welcome to PBIS Journey to Genius. Are you in the process of implementing PBIS? Are you wondering where to start? You are in the right place. We are here to support you. Stay tuned.
We have Danielle Hawk. She is the principal at Malvern Elementary, very close school to us in proximity. And we're going to talk to her about PBIS today.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. We're good. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you went into education.
Yeah, so this is my 23rd year in education. I was actually blessed to teach at Minerva Middle School for 18 years. I taught eighth grade math, which I hold near and dear to my heart.
I was hoping to bring that up, that you were a Minerva Lion at one time.
Yeah. Yes. And then I went from the red M up the street to the green M. So now I'm a Malvern Hornet. This is my fifth year as elementary principal, and I absolutely love it. So I love both of my roles in education. So yeah. So
that's great. That's awesome. That's awesome. So all these times, whether it be administration or teaching, do you have that one moment that you're like, this is why I do this? Like that something a student did or something that happened and you're like, this is why I keep coming to work.
Like your aha moment.
So I reflected on that question. I can't really think back to a specific moment in time. I can kind of just think of towards the beginning of my career and then kind of after I got a few years under my belt. So when I started right out of college as a middle school teacher, you know, at the beginning, you graduate and you think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to touch every student's life. I'm going to make a huge difference. We all go into that because we're very passionate about students. We're passionate about making a difference. We're passionate about education. And so, you know, at the beginning, I was just making myself a little crazy, if I'm going to be honest, the first few years, trying to figure out why I cared more about education than some of these 13 and 14 year olds. Why was I more invested in their education than they were? And so I just was constantly reflecting on that. And, you know, I was getting frustrated because I wanted them to care about their education as much as they did. So, you know, you have all these tools in your toolbox. You learn in you know, when you go to college and you learn from your professors or your student teaching experience and other respected educators. And I was implementing those strategies and reaching out to others for suggestions and, you know, giving consequences and things like that. And middle school can really be a tough age group, you know, and I felt like I wasn't reaching and I thought, I've got to figure this out. And I can't remember exactly when it was in my first few years, but I kind of had this epiphany, if you will, that I really shifted my approach with those difficult students. Instead of talking to them, why are you not doing your homework? Why are you not trying on this test? Why are you not listening? Why are you not taking notes? I decided to shift my approach and I started being extremely intentional about noticing personal things about that student. I see you got a haircut over the weekend. Oh my gosh, I love your new shoes. I know on Friday you said you had a headache. Are you feeling better today? Or I know your grandma was sick last week. How is she feeling? And so those were really my conversation starters with those students.
Right in the beginning, that was PBIS clear back then, because your relationship building and saying things in positive light. Look, you were right on
ahead of the times
way back then.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I always had that mentality. Like I don't want to always rely on sending a student to the office. I've got to figure this out. I need to keep them in my classroom because they're not learning when they're sitting in the office. Right. So that was just, you know, a big hurdle for me at the beginning. I wanted to figure out how I could make a connection. And I was very intentional about always addressing students by their first name, knowing every kid by their name, you know, their first name and greeting them every single day. And I really started noticing some of those challenging students, a shift in them. And I know, you know, you hear the quote from Theodore Roosevelt a lot. People don't care how much you know until you know how much you care about them. And I truly just realized that is definitely true in education. I still use this principal to this day. I have a lot of interactions with students, teachers, parents. And on my drive home, I often reflect on those interactions and make little notes, you know, in my planner, like, I want to check in with so-and-so tomorrow. I know that they were struggling with this, or this student wasn't feeling well today. I saw them in the clinic. I want to touch base tomorrow, or send a dojo home to that mother and just check on, you know, different things. And so I keep a running list because I noticed that those personal connections then paid huge dividends in the classroom. And once I had that respect of those 13 and 14 year olds, and the education piece just started falling into place. So those students that were really struggling, that were often a behavior problem, started doing things because of the relationship and the bond that I had with them. I would sometimes have those students come in my classroom and help me with things too. You know, if they would get in trouble and get, you know, sent out of a different classroom, I would often go ask that other teacher, hey, do you mind? I noticed so-and-so's in the hallway. Do you mind if I pull them in my room and have them, you know, help me and just kind of be a teacher aide this period instead of sitting in the hallway? And so those, and using that concept really helped me make a connection. And then that relationship piece certainly affected their education. So I guess I don't really have a moment, but I remember that principle was huge for me. And it's just served me well throughout my career.
And like we just said, that is PBIS core. I mean, it really truly is. And all that you just said about building the relationship first and then the academics came is the whole reasoning behind PBIS. Yeah. To get that there so that the academics come. So that's just really awesome, Danielle. That's great.
I'm so glad you shared that.
I'm so glad. Thank you.
So now we fast forward to you are the principal at the Malvern Elementary.
Yeah.
And so kind of tell us about your tier one that you have going on there.
Okay. Like, so
started it or, you know.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Well, you know, maybe when you started it and just things that you're doing, what you're proud of.
Yeah. So something that I wanted to be very, again, intentional about as far as PBS goes, I know, you know, schools often experience a lot of administrative changes over the years. And so I had heard, you know, through the years as administration had changed, there had been some PBIS things put in place, but nothing really that was sustainable throughout changing staff members, PBIS coaches, administrators. And so I feel like, you know, over the course of the last 5 years, I'm most proud of the fact that I feel that we now have a solid, sustainable infrastructure in place that could withstand staff and administrative changes. Like the last, just to give you an idea, like last month, I was not able to attend the PBIS meeting. It went seamlessly without me being there. The agenda was already put together, sent out, follow-ups were sent out to the staff, those things. We had a PBIS refresher today that was addressed at the last meeting. All that just went seamless with, and I wasn't there, you know. So that's what I feel I'm most proud of, is that we now have a great team. We all bring different strengths to the table. We have clearly defined roles, but it can keep moving without one or two of those. You know, if somebody in a certain role is not there, they're sick, they're out of maternity leave, or something happens that, you know, it's going to continue and flow, you know, without those people there every single time. So I feel really good about that. We started completing the tiered fidelity inventory, and we often reflect and brainstorm. And for the last couple years, we've started the year off by choosing one or two things that we feel is attainable for us to work towards for that year. And that kind of drives a lot of our decision-making in our meetings. So this year, there were two big buckets we wanted to work on, and those were developing an onboarding process for new students and getting a parental involvement piece on our PBIS team. And so what we did this year is we developed a welcome committee for our new students. We do have students that, like, we had three that started last week, you know, after Christmas break, we had three new students. So we interviewed a bunch of fifth graders who expressed an interest in being on our welcome committee. And we put together a small group of students, which also ties into our leader and me. When we have a new student come in, I ask their parents to come in with them or whomever they're living with. And the welcome committee greets them in the front office, takes them on a tour of the building, shows them their classroom, their cubby, introduces them to their teacher. And then we bring the family back to the office. And this is student led again by our welcome committee. They go over our PBIS procedures as well as our Leader in Me procedures. And then we send them home with a little welcome packet, a Malvern Hornet t-shirt. And they've already met some students on their first day. So then on the first day, that welcome committee will go out to the bus line or the car line, greet that student. They've already, you know, they're already familiar faces. Take them to breakfast, take them to their classroom, check on them once or twice throughout that first day. And then throughout their first week, just some touch points to make sure that they are feeling good about their first week as a Malvern Horn.
That's so awesome, Danielle, because you've got two pieces in there. Like you said, you're putting Leader in Me and PBIS.
Yeah.
Your Leader in Me is with student led, but PBIS, that relationship you're building with that parent right off the bat. Yeah. I mean, you know, you've got that parent hook, line, and sinker already. You know, because you sent that extra time and to get to know them and give special things for the kid. And so you, that is a really great way. That's awesome. That's
I love
you.
It.
Thank you. We've also added just very recently, we've also had parent component to our PBIS committee. So we just got that in place too. So this will be about our second month having a parent, parental involvement on PBIS. So we've kind of implemented our two goals for this year, and we're just working to refine and keep making, you know, gains towards improvement on things we've implemented in previous years. And I feel really good about the direction that we're heading. So with tier one.
That's awesome. Great.
Yeah, thank you.
So now that you've got this, what is your projections to, like, where do you feel like you want to go next?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about next?
So I think really a good attainable goal for us would be to create a solid onboarding program now for our new staff members. You know, we have for our new students and our new families, but I feel like having a good program in place for our new staff. We do have a new staff orientation that the administration does. It's a very small setting, not so overwhelming. There, you know, that first week of school when we check in with a new staff, but just some kind of where we do talk about PBIS and we give them information. We do have a handbook, but I think regular check-ins with our new staff members, because there is a lot to PBIS and every school does it different. I think having a solid onboarding program for our new staff is really the next step that we feel we need to implement.
That's great. It's really important to, you know, make that new staff feel a part of the building, a part of the culture, and then really helping them to learn PBIS and bring them into your framework. So I think that is also a great idea.
Because it is a lot. And when a new staff comes in, a new teacher, whether they're a veteran teacher or, you know, coming from a different district or brand new out of college, they're overwhelmed with a lot of stuff. And sometimes they can get that idea was like, I don't know if I have time for that. But we've heard over and over, you don't have time not to do it if you just if you just listen and be a part of it. So including them and orienting them is awesome. And also to keep your sustainability, because you want it authentic all the way through, and you don't want, you know, new teachers to not be able to be on the same page. So that's absolutely awesome.
So do you have any tips for schools that might be just starting out with PBIS, or even teachers that maybe are in a school that really doesn't have much of a PBIS framework?
Because you're the administrative support. We've talked about that too. You have to have an administrator that's going to put a stamp on it, you know, because teachers can try it in their classrooms, you know, they can try things, but if the administrator isn't on board, then you're not going to get the entire staff
to be
on board.
Sure.
So you were that stamp, we can tell.
And I think
that stamp,
I think that also sends a message of the importance of it. If the administrator is endorsing it, or even just standing alongside that PBIS coach when that message is being delivered, I think there's that unspoken message that this is important to the administration. I'm backing up that coach. I'm backing these teachers up. And so I do think that piece is very important. And I would just kind of circle back to my last answer. I do feel like putting something solid in place that's not just administrator driven or PBIS coach driven, because staff changes do happen, and people, you know, new people are going to come on that PBIS committee, or that administrator may change. And I think finding a program that fits with your school, your culture, your climate, your one plan, your goals, and that it all lines up is really key, so that it sustains itself long-term. I really feel like that, to me, would be the big takeaway or tip for people trying to implement it, implementing tier one PBIS.
I think that's an awesome tip. Absolutely. Sustainability is everything because we do come and go. And so,
Keep
that all in place and it can operate then as we move into different places.
When you talk about the EIS
team, I was just wondering you said you just added a parent component. Mm-hmm. Who's on that? What's your makeup of that?
So we have a PBIS coach. We have the elementary guidance counselor, myself, and then we have representation from each grade level. So one teacher from each grade. We do have a PBIS handbook. We do have a building-wide Swiss major, a form that we use that gets entered into Swiss. So we're all using the same forms. We're all using Class Dojo. We all are doing some kind of review at every staff meeting, just a quick little buzz about PBIS. Don't forget, if there's an office referral that needs entered in, just those little touch points and reminders throughout the year so that we're all being consistent. We're all on the same page and that we have something in place that, is going to withstand, like I said, over time.
Yeah, that is so important. I like the makeup of your group. That's really nice. You kind of hit all so that every grade level can be informed. They can go back. They can talk to their people.
Yeah.
Share everybody. And then hitting it at the staff meetings too, just because, you're
for sure. Yeah.
So
that's and really in the elementary school, I think what works for kindergarten is not going to work for fifth grade. So I think you need to have a voice across the board that everybody's, and we also have an intervention specialist, which I should mention as well on our team. That way we're hearing from all voices and we're considering all groups of students whenever we're making decisions.
Yeah, that's great.
That's very good.
Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to episode 12, Danielle Hawk from Malvern Elementary as she has shared their tier 1 PBIS. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Please contact us at pbisjourneytogenius@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.